Joining us on the line is cardiologist Dr. David Janklow. He's president of the South African Heart Association. We had a conversation earlier in the week that I found quite disturbing, and David very kindly agreed to come onto the show and to chat more about this. David, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, very good. And you, Howard, good morning to all your listeners, and thank you very much for the opportunity.
So one of the things that we spoke about and a concern that you raised was because of the anxiety around COVID-19 and because of the lockdown, people that might require chronic, might suffer from a chronic illness of some sort are not seeking the necessary medical attention. And that is having obviously a very negative unintended consequence. Talk to us through that. Take us through that.
So Howard, we as the South African Heart Association, which represents the professional interests of everybody who works in cardiovascular medicine in this country, have noticed that a lot of patients are not coming for their important follow-ups. And cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death worldwide. And in sub-Saharan Africa, it is second to HIV and tuberculosis.
Right.
Now, so many patients with these chronic non-communicable diseases should be coming for follow-up and are delaying their appointments. And what we've also noticed is that patients are presenting late with complications of their illness. So I'll just give you an example. In my hospital, we treated a lady in her 30s approximately a week or two ago who actually died of a massive heart attack, and she had chest pain for 5 days and was too scared to come to hospital. And obviously the damage was done, and her heart was extremely weak and blood pressure was extremely low. And this has been noticed almost in every single country, that people are presenting late. And this applies to many other non-communicable diseases such as asthma, people with chronic lung diseases, gastrointestinal diseases. But with cardiovascular disease, time is of the essence. So we actually would like to send a message out to the public that if you have got chronic underlying disease, and particularly if you're concerned or if you have symptoms, you really should make an appointment with your specialist for follow-up. There's an unfounded anxiety that patients feel that they might actually contract COVID or corona in the hospital. Now, in the hospitals where I work, in the major hospitals in Johannesburg, is a rigorous screening process that when we come every morning, it's the staff and the patients, temperatures taken, a lot of questions are asked, and everybody's screened before you're allowed to come into the hospital. And obviously a person with a high temperature is feeling unwell with a possible chest infection, then if they need to come to hospital, then they need to go to the emergency department, and then a decision will be made whether they be admitted. But delaying follow-up for really important chronic diseases could have actually dire consequences. Mm-hmm. And I also think that with the rigorous screening process, going to see the doctor where problems and complications can be picked up early before these result in significant consequences, I think that's really unfounded. And I think what the message is really that you have less chance of getting COVID in a doctor's office than going to the supermarket.
Mm. And also, David, I would imagine that not taking care or not seeking help at an early stage where you're less ill is also going to has the consequence of either landing you in hospital for longer where you might not want to be because of COVID, or actually placing pressure on emergency services like Hatsola, who should actually might not have had to deal with that particular case had you taken action, as you said earlier, 5 days before.
Absolutely. We could be facing another public health emergency where these patients are delaying follow-up or treatment, and this will have significant consequences onto the health system. So I agree with you completely. So that's the message that we'd like to get.
So the message is actually a very, very clear one, is if you are concerned about anything, if you are suffering from some form of a chronic illness, please, please, please make sure to that your treatment continues, that your follow-ups continue, and if you are concerned about something, go and sort it out. Don't wait because of COVID. It might not end well.
I agree with you completely, and that's the message that we'd like to give to the community.
Brilliant. David, David Jankelo, he is the president of the South African Heart Association. He's a cardiologist. I really greatly appreciate you taking the time and speaking to us about what is a very, very important issue.